Some things are just better together. Movies and popcorn, gaming and friends, Breezeline internet and mobile. Bundle and save with fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month, and you'll get a free mobile line for a year. It's a match made in savings. Visit Breezeline.com today.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
So John is going to do the kickstart. He's a secondary school teacher in Longford and he's on his Easter holidays. Morning, John.
Good morning. Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Very good. How are you getting on?
I'm not too bad, Ian. Not too bad at all.
What has you up this hour of the morning? You know, you're on your holidays. You know that,
don't
you?
Yeah, I know. I know. Isn't it terrible? Usually us teachers take advantage. We have a little 11-month-old, Cora, here at home, who usually gets up at 6, quarter past 6, but typically she's still asleep this morning.
Really? Very good, Cora. Fantastic. And I believe, listen, this is huge. The High Rock Simulation Event in Athlone this Saturday. So can you just explain for people who don't know what that is? It's indoor, first of all, is it?
It is an indoor event. Yeah. This High Rocks has been taken. It's been taking the world by storm.
Yeah.
You see people travelling all around Europe and the world to compete in different events. It's actually organised by my first cousin, Rachel Farrell, herself and her partner, business partner, founded this hybrid series, Ireland. It's kind of to prepare people for the official High Rocks that will be coming to Dublin next November, but
what does it entail? Just tell us what you have to do.
It's basically you do 8 kilometres of running, but it's broken up into a kilometre each, and between each kilometre you do a different exercise. So there's the ski machine, there's rowers, sled pushes, sled pulls, lunges, the dreaded burpees, farmer carries. Like that, so it's kind of high intensity exercise combined with your 1K runs at a time and 8 kilometers in total.
Is it a spectator event or do people go along to see it?
Yeah, people can go along to see it. Go along to see it. I think they have this year. They started it last year in Athlone and they had nearly 500 competitors. This year, they've jumped more than doubled. There's over 1,000 people competing over Saturday and Sunday.
And listen, John, do people still call you Killer McHugh?
Yeah, Killer McHugh. That's a nickname I garnered back when I was 18 in 2002, playing minor football with Roscommon.
You must have been good, were you?
I'm far from a killer. I was the safe hands at the back, the goalkeeper, and the nickname stuck and it followed me everywhere. It followed me to college in Galway, and it has remained ever since.
But there's a kind of a reason that they called you Killer McHugh,
That's it. My dad's Pat happens to be the local undertaker in Strokestown.
Sorry. Unbelievable. Very good. I wasn't singing along to that. I was actually trying to stay warm. Do you find it cold in here?
It's a bit cold.
It's freezing in here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Shauna's here with your showbiz news. Before that, though, we were asking people about nicknames that have stuck with them since they were kids. And, you know, in school, we had Killer McHugh on earlier on because his father's the local undertaker, which is a great nickname. Brilliant. So thanks, Killer. Enjoy your holidays. How are you, Ian? When we were young, we used to run away from a friend. So I presume this was to try and avoid somebody that she didn't really want to play with or whatever. And he always found or turned up. You know, one of those friends. Yeah, they always suddenly.
Yeah.
And without asking anyone where we were, he'd just suddenly be a presence again in their company. So we gave him the name Radar. And it's just stuck ever since.
It's a good one.
Yeah, nearly 30 years later, so much so that we forget what his real name is. That's from Keith. Very good. Shane was in touch as well with this one. Let's go to Shane on the voice notes.
My father had a skip hire in the early 90s and all my friends called me Skip. My name is Shane.
Shady. He feels like he's carried that one through his life.
Will you stop calling me Skip? Well, it's good. Skip is not a bad name.
It's a good one. It's a kind of a cheerful little name.
I'm still known as Buddha from school because my English teacher said I wasn't listening and staring out the window all the time like Buddha, and it stuck. I'm 40 now.
Oh, no.
My name is Mark. I'm from Limerick. Stop.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Mooju, unbelievably delicious fresh chocolate milk from Avonmore.
All right, Shauna, so what have we got? And just like that, updates.
Yes.
So they're coming back, are they?
They are. Oh, so excellent. If, like me, you're desperately in need of a fix of Carrie Bradshaw and the Sex and the City world, you'd be delighted to hear that And Just Like That is returning soon. So it's been over a year since season two wrapped up, so it has been a while. And when season two ended, Carrie had sold her beloved New York apartment and seemed to have parted ways with Aidan. However, in the trailer for season three, which dropped last night, Aidan is very much front and centre.
Carrie, have you heard anything from Aidan?
Yeah, I got a postcard today.
Well, what did he write?
Nothing.
Aww.
Blank postcards gets an awe?
Well, not an over-the-top awe, but it's better than nothing.
So he is very much in it. He's in the trailer. So,
sorry, this is all that I don't know anything
it's
about
this.
It's
all alien. Yeah. Well, I can tell you, I'm very
is
happy
Aidan
to
Irish?
See. No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
But he is a great character, and he is one of her true loves. So I'm glad to see he's still in it. Yeah. And there's also a new cast member in the form of Rosie O'Donnell, oh. Irish resident, who I believe plays a love interest for Miranda. Now, no sign of Kim Cattrall, which is a pity. They couldn't obviously fix that. She did make a 2-second cameo
That's
in the
right.
last
yeah,
season.
I do remember that bit.
I had hoped that they might patch it up, but no. So the third season will be made up of 12 episodes released weekly, and the first one is going to be out on the 29th of May.
So is it made yet?
Yes, it is.
Rosie doesn't have to go back to the United States of America then.
I think she's safe, probably in the can.
Okay. And then I suppose it's good to hear stories like that because it takes our mind off the bloody space flight again.
Yeah.
This is Katy Perry.
It's been rolling up, all week. Yeah. I don't think that the trip has had the impact that they hoped it would. So
I think the fact that it was 11 minutes long is kind of
11 minutes
to people. Yeah.
11 minutes and then they come down and they kiss the ground afterwards. I think that's kind of copped them a bit of flack. So the backlash, the slagging has continued. There's criticism on loads of different levels. It's been called out of touch and tone deaf. It's been called self-indulgent, wasteful, because Forbes reported that each of the six passengers' tickets probably cost a couple of million dollars each.
Yeah.
So,
and if you think about energy used and, you know, in this environmentally friendly sort of time,
absolutely.
You're kind of saying, is that a bit of a waste of time?
Yes,
lad?
And it's been done in the name of Mother Earth.
Yeah.
So it's just a bit cringe. And the memes just keep coming.
Yeah.
They just keep coming.
And will for a while, I'd say.
I'd say they will,
exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're back down. They're all safe.
They're all safe.
Oh,
well,
that's good news.
That's brilliant. It.
We're going to play Waffle, and you can play along, of course, in your cars, in your kitchens, in your bathroom, if you like. We don't mind, and see how you get on today. The guy who can win the moolah, though, is Owen Hoey, and he is in Monaghan. He's on his way to Dublin, actually, at the moment. He's going to do a bit of plumbing, so he is. So I presume he's a plumber. Owen, how are you?
Hi, Sing.
Very good. So you're going to Dublin to do some plumbing?
I am, yeah.
Specialist stuff, is it?
See you when you get up there.
Do a recce, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, did you have a good weekend?
I was came enough now. A bit of key projects to do and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, best of luck on this. And I am going to give you your topic in a second, see how you get on. I want to wish you the very best of luck. And as I said before, these are normally the, you know, very obvious, very well-known ones. So if you know the topic, you will have no problem, hopefully. Oh, my God, here's the music. Oh, my God, let's all panic. No, let's all relax. A few deep breaths. Owen, here comes your topic. Best of luck to you on this.
Today's Waffle topic is...
golfers who have won the Masters.
Right, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, beat John Rahm and Garcia. Jack Nicholson.
You
got about 10 seconds, yeah. Won it last year. Time up. Okay, we also had Tiger Woods. Well done. You got Rory McIlroy, Sergio Garcia. It was the way you said Garcia. I think you said Garcia, and I didn't hear it. Sorry. So I gave you a late ding on that one, Sergio Garcia.
Okay.
Phil Mickelson won it as well. He won it three times. Actually, did Phil? Yeah. And the guy who won it last year was Scotty Scheffler. That's
where
I'm on. Owen, good luck with the plumbing. Thanks a million. Call back anytime. You're always welcome, all right? We're just going to talk to a guy on the phone now called Gary Comerford. And Gary is from Walsh Island GAA Club. He's on the line and they're trying to do something on Good Friday. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Sure, I'm Grant. So tell us, I really want to know how you are because you're doing something on Friday and you're probably putting in a bit of training for it. So tell us all about it. First of all, Walsh Island GAA Club, where is this, where's it going and what does it need at the moment?
Yeah, so Walsh Island GAA Club is a small club in County Offaly. So what we're trying to do is to upgrade our facilities in the club.
Yeah.
The club is very much, it's a community hub. There's a walk track. There's Pilates, there's a gym there,
yeah.
Indoor soccer, all that kind of thing. So we're trying to upgrade our facilities and we decided to come up with a fundraiser to climb Croagh-Patrick in our bare feet. So there's about...
Sorry, climb Croagh-Patrick in your bare feet?
In our bare feet, yeah. Anybody, Ian, can do it in a pair of runners and most of them have, to be fair.
So, and is it just yourself or are there other people going to have a go as well?
No, there's about 40 to 50 people going to climb it in total.
My God.
Now, not all of those people are climbing it in their bare feet. We probably have about maybe 17 or 18 people climbing it in their bare feet.
Right.
And then everybody else hopefully will carry the soda cream and the sandwiches. So act as a support role for the rest of the team. So
yeah, very good.
That's our endeavour.
How much are you trying to raise?
Initially we started off quite small, maybe 10 or 15 grand, but since the fundraising pages have been set up, we realised that our reach is a little bit wider. So, if we could get to 30,000, we'd be really happy. At the moment, we have about 25,000, so
25,
a big shout-out. Yeah, a big shout-out to everybody who chipped in, the local sponsors, and everybody who contributed individually.
Yeah, there was a famous song years ago, I can't remember who did it. I think it might have been actually Ringo Starr of the Rolling Stones. It was, you got to get up to get down. So I believe going up is one thing, but coming back down is actually a bit of a, although you're being kind of sent down in terms of, the level of it and all that kind of business. But, I'd say it's hard on the feet, bare feet particularly.
To be fair, Ian, the challenge is to climb Croagh-Patrick barefoot. Coming down barefoot is a complete health and safety risk. So we're allowed to put on our runners once we get to the top.
Right.
And come down with a little bit more safety.
Yeah, excellent.
Because I don't think that it's fair on anybody to expect them to come down as well with that pressure.
I mean, you don't want to hear from the top of the mountain. You don't want to hear bee-ba, bee-ba, bee-ba.
Helicopter noise even, I know.
Exactly.
People won't contribute either unless there's a bit of blood and guts. So, what I mean? Sacrifice is great.
And do you have a website or one of these I Donate sort of pages?
Yeah, we're gathering money on I Donate, so if anybody wants to contribute whatever amount they choose, they can go to Walsh Island social media, Instagram, Walsh Island GAA Instagram account,
Or
Facebook page, and there's a link there.
Walsh Island GAA, and is there any reason for you doing it on Good Friday? Is it a spiritual thing or... or not?
It kind of just was thrown out there by one of the team members, and I was like, do you know what? That actually kind of fits, So I think initially it was St. Patrick's weekend, and then it's hard to judge the temperatures and stuff like that, and then somebody suggested a little bit later. So Good Friday kind of fits,
It does. It's good, and I think people will buy into it as well. Well, listen, best of luck with it. It's fantastic. And I know that there's the floodlights and the fencing. That's the main thrust of what you're trying to do there, but it sounds like a great club as well, and you've got all kinds of facilities going on, so fair play to everybody involved in that in Offaly. So Walsh Island GAA on social media if you would like to help and contribute, or just watch the progress. Good Friday. What time are you starting at?
We're kicking it off at 11 a.m. Ian.
11 a.m. And what's the weather going to be like on Friday? Do you know?
It's not as nice as last week, so looks like we might get a shower or two.
Yeah, that might be a good thing, though. I mean, if it was too hot now, that might be.
I'm not sure. The cold ground is something. When the ground is wet, the cold comes up through your feet, and it's not that simple. So I think most people are hoping that it'll be a nice fine day.
Yeah. Well, listen, Gary, to you and everybody else taking part, best of luck with it, and hope it goes really well. And
thank you.
Fantastic idea. It sounds great. Thanks. Good luck. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Gary Comerford from Walsh Island GAA Club. Check them out. And we wish them the very best of luck.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
Some things are just better together. Chips and salsa, sports and friends.
Breezeline Internet and Mobile. Get gig internet with a free month when you order online, plus a free mobile line for a year. It's everything you need at home or on the go. Visit breezeline.com today.